I think the other important thing that's come out with this Oncotype is looking at estrogen receptor specifically. And I know there were some posters at San Antonio that looked at that. And I think that the RT-PCR may be the best way to measure estrogen receptor. I think that we need to look at that because we know immunohistochemistry is fraught with problems. You could have false negatives, false positives, and, you know, I'm really uncomfortable when I get an estrogen receptor assay from a small laboratory. And that makes a huge difference for the patients if you're really discriminating how you treat them based on one immunohistochemical assay for estrogen receptors. I think we need to really look at that. We are looking at that and may see that the RT-PCR will be the way to look at ER in the future.
Here's an interesting case in that regard that Bill Harwin, who's the head of the Florida Cancer Specialist Group in Naples, sent me an email about a patient who had, quote, ER-positive, node-negative tumor that he sent for Oncotype. And the Oncotype people contacted him and said, this patient's ER-negative. And it was like a small tumor, like I think it was 0.8 centimeters. And he sent the tissue to Craig Allred and said, yeah, this is ER negative. Now the woman's on TC. And he wasn't even contemplating that. That really shocked me because I was much more tuned into the issue of false negative and missing people that we might treat. This was interesting because it ended up the patient got chemo. She never would have gotten chemo. That makes sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. But if you know much about immunohistochemistry, with all the antigen retrieval methods, they pull up so many antigens that false positives are probably more common than false negatives. And that's the same with HER2. So, you know, Mike Press's data with HER2, 20% or so are probably false positive. So it's not surprising. And that's why it scares me to think of just using IHC now, when I've especially seeing the data that was presented at San Antonio.
Yeah, also the quantitation of it I thought was fascinating and how much variation the Oncotype was able to detect in the ER. And they had, like Steve Schack was showing me, these sort of cluster diagrams.
Right.
And if you've seen them, you know,
yes,
where you see the three major subtypes breaking out on their plots.